All right. Hey, legends. Fraser Brooks here, coming to you live today from Dubai with our Tuesday night live series. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. UK time, we are here live on Facebook, on Facebook page, on YouTube, and on Instagram, all at the same time. So first and foremost, I hope you're doing absolutely incredible. Hope you're having an amazing week. And I hope that you are flipping fired up and excited about tonight's session. So here's how it works. For those of you watching on the replay, do let me know. Are you wearing socks? Yes or no? Let me know. I know, it's kind of crazy. I am not. I have got the good old slippers on. Super comfortable. These slippers are like one of the most comfortable slippers I've ever had. They're amazing. But yeah, if you're watching on the replay, do engage as if you were watching live. And if you are watching on the live, then do let me know where you are tuning in from. Be sure to smash the living daylight out of that love heart button. And be sure to comment like a freaking maniac throughout this process. As I've mentioned before, I go live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. UK time for the foreseeable future. Only if I see that you guys are getting value from this, because I spend half an hour, around 20 to 30 minutes out of my day, out of my night. It's 11 p.m. here in Dubai, away from my family. Svetlana's in the other room, kind of anxiously waiting for us to chill out for the rest of the evening. And I'm spending it with you guys to help bring value to you. So with that being said, if you do get value, do share it with your friends. Do share it on your wall. Do share it on Instagram by hitting the paper airplane icon and just go and invite four or five people and then send it their way. I promise you I'm going to over-deliver as we do every week. Little side note before I do start, though. The next 2 weeks, I will not be here in Dubai. I will be in Thailand next week, and then the week after, I will be in Singapore. So I'm most likely not going to be doing the Tuesday Night Live. However, some of you guys will know that I've already lined something up for you guys, something significantly better than all the Tuesday Night Lives that we've put together. So if you go to fraserbrooks.com/summit, right, I'll put that little link there. Hopefully you guys can see that. I know it's not that big. I'm just going to see if it works on Instagram as well. If you go to fraserbrooks.com/summit, then you'll be able to sign up for the free Content and Conversion Summit, which is runs from the 18th till the 22nd, right? 18th till the 22nd of March, and it is free. 20 plus social media strategies to be able to help you win, completely free. It's an hour and 20 minutes every day for 5 days. You can watch it whenever you want throughout each day. It's all kind of recorded, so it's not live at a certain time. So you have to, like, you know, skip spending time with your kids or skip work or, you know, wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever it might be. So just go and sign up for free and go and tell your friends. Do not sleep on this. Do not miss this, because the strategies shared are flipping game changing. Okay? Right. Today, tonight, whatever it is you are watching this, and in the morning, in the afternoon, we're going to talk about the third part of the best network marketing scripts, right? Now, for those of you who have missed the first two parts, here are a recap. Number one, we talked about in order for you to grow, you've got to find your flow, right? Rule number one, in order for you to grow in everything, you've got to find your flow. So the first script was, when someone comments, what do you say? Number two, when someone friends you or follows you, what do you say? How to reach out, like what do you say when you want to reach out to someone? Cold messaging works, regardless what people say, like it freaking works. It's called prospecting, right? Number four, how to build a relationship. Number five, how to ask the question to see if someone is open. Number six, how to qualify people. And today I want to talk about follow-up and closing. Because a lot of people, how many of you guys know, let me know in the chat, how many of you guys know that the fortune's in the follow-up? Let me know. How many of you guys know that the fortune is in the follow-up? But I know a lot of you guys know this. The fortune's in the follow-up. The fortune's in the follow-ups, I always say, because it's plural. You know that the fortune's in the follow-ups. But how many of you, although you know that to be true, you still don't follow up? You still don't follow up. Right? Because you're like, there's anxiety. There's why they've already said no. Why bother getting another no? Right, they've already told me to get lost. Why would I go in there and feel bad? Like, I don't feel like building a business today. Why would I go and destroy my energy today? I've just got three people join my business. Why would I go and lose that energy or ruin that energy by asking someone who've already said no three times in a row? Right, the fortune's in the follow-ups. For sure it is. However, we don't follow up time and time and time again. It's crazy, and the majority of people will join after the sixth or seventh follow-up. It's crazy. I joined on the 16th follow-up through my dad. 16 follow-ups. And I've seen the presentation 1,000 times before that. Okay? So, let's talk about this. The first thing is, you've got to be able to get excited about following up. Right? So here's how you create a win-win situation. You have the mindset of, they're probably going to say no. In fact, the probability of them saying no the first time, like the probability of them saying no, like the first time round, is so high that I'm gonna expect them to say yes, but I'm gonna appreciate them saying if they say no. It's not gonna be like, oh God, you said no, you loser. How are you gonna make that time and money then? What's your plan gonna be? Right? We don't need to play that game. So when it comes to following up, you need to know the reason why they said yes, or the reason why they said no. For example, let's say you have someone who says they don't have the time, right? I don't have the time. I don't have the money. You guys give me some objections, actually. What are some of the reasons why people aren't joining you? It's too expensive. Don't have the time. Don't have the money. Whenever you get a question, whenever someone asks you one of these things, you answer a question with a question. Right, or you answer a statement with a question, okay? How does that make you feel? What's your plan to overcome that? Right? Compared to what? Right? Someone says, I'm just not interested. Is it the idea of making a load of money that doesn't interest you? Or the idea of having your own business? Like, oh, neither, I just don't like these pyramid things. Oh, pyramid things. Sounds like you had some experience there. What's the story? Don't have the time. Hey, I completely understand that. I've been in that situation before. How does that situation make you feel? You know, one of the best questions you can ever ask anyone in anything. Who wants to know the best question you can ever ask anyone? And I tell you, the answer is always emotional. Now, it doesn't have to be like, it doesn't have to be emotional that way, but emotionally connecting. One of the greatest questions you can ever ask someone is, what annoys you in your current situation? What annoys you the most about where you're at right now? Write it down and flipping use it. There's no point in learning it if you're not going to do it. That's not part of the script. That's me telling you, right? What annoys you? And you guys let me know. What annoys you the most about your current situation? I don't have enough money. I don't have the time to be able to spend my money. I'm not able to go on that trip that I want to because I can't afford it. I'm not able to go on that trip because my boss won't let me have the time off. Right? It's super simple to ask that question. You can even say it in the follow-up. Hey, I know you've seen the presentation. I know you said no last time. But I have to ask, what annoys you the most about your current situation? What hurts you? Right. What hurts you is the why. W-H-Y. What hurts you? What annoys you the most? Okay. So I don't have the time. I don't have the money. Not interested. Sounds like a pyramid thing. Whatever it might be, it's too expensive compared to what? You always answer a question with a question. The better questions you ask, the better answers you will get. Okay? So, again, when it comes to follow-up, imagine someone says to you, I don't have time, and you would say, like, how does that make you feel? Well, you know, it is what it is. So, there's no point in convincing, right? There's three things you can do in network marketing. Three things. And my microphone's here, so apologies if the quality is not so great. Let me move my microphone. There we go. You can A, convince people to join. B, sort through people to see who's interested, who's open, who's ready. Or C, persuade people to join. Two of them are right, one of them are wrong. We do not play the convincing game. Don't waste your energy. If you convince them to join, you'll end up having to convince them to start, and then you'll end up having to convince them not to quit, and then you'll have to end up convincing everyone why they quit. Convincing is a... No. Sorting through the people. Stephanie, Bongi, Fiona, David, Andrea, or Andrea, depending on where she's from. I think UK, someone who Andrea. Right? You sort through the people. They're interested, they're open, they're curious, they're serious. And persuading. Persuade in Latin is to advise someone through to completion. But a lot of people go, oh, whoa, we don't want to persuade anyone. Yes, you flipping do. Like, persuasion is almost everything about marketing. You are a good marketer if you persuade someone to comment in a video. You're a good marketer if you persuade someone to click the link. You're a good marketer if you persuade someone to fill in a form. You're a good marketer if you persuade someone to come to an event. You're not sorting them to come to an event. Hey, I sorted three people. No, I persuaded three people to come to the event. I advised them to attend this event that is going to help them build their business. Ta-da! Persuaded. So if you suck at persuading, go read some books about persuasion. And don't get into that mindset of like, oh no, like I don't want to play that game, because people seem to think that persuading someone is conning them in some way, scamming them. No, convincing them is the con. Con. Ta-da! Success leaves clues, right? The word flipping con is in the word convince. We don't play the convincing game. No. Yes. All right, anyway. So, someone doesn't have the time, someone doesn't have the money. We leverage that to make a win-win situation. And how we win is by us being a good human being. How we do that is show people that you care. Now, I want you to write this down if you're making notes, and I really hope you are. The people who will love and respect you the most are the people who know you the most. Right? So the people who know you the most, I want you to think about those people, are usually the people who love and respect you the most. Let's say love or respect. Because like your mom and dad could love you, but maybe they don't like necessarily respect you in like a business perspective. They might be like, what are you doing building a business? Doesn't mean they don't love you, right? So again, like the people who know you the most are usually the people who are going to love you and respect you the most. So imagine that we use that philosophy and go, right, we know more than most people that Martina is in a situation where she doesn't have enough money or time. How many of her close friends, family actually know that? A few, maybe 10 max. Well, now we're number 11. So they're going to respect us by the fact that we're showing them that we actually care and we know something about them. All right? So stick with me here. So Joan says, I don't have the time. And I'm going to say, hey, Joan, totally understand that. I've been there myself. How does that make you? I'm curious. How does that make you feel? Because it really frustrated me. All right? This is part of the persuasion. She goes, well, you know, like, it is what it is. I'm not now going to go into the convincing mode. I'm going to play the persuasion long game because I'm interested in speaking to a shed load of people, not like three a week, like a lot of you guys are doing. All right, I've done my three a week, done my two a week. No, it's going to be like three an hour. If you want speed and momentum, you got to do a lot. You got to compress a lot of conversations in a short amount of time. Not one conversation here, one conversation on a Thursday, one conversation 3 weeks from now. Like, no, it's going to be a lot, right? So anyway, a month from now, a year from now, 3 months from now. I like the 30 to 90 day range with this approach. Is it's going to be, hey, Carmen, the summit is all online, Carmen. Just go to fraserbrooks.com/summit to get the free ticket. So I'm going to go, hey, Carmen, hope you're doing good. Last time we spoke, time was a challenge for you, or time was an issue for you. Is that still the case? Rachel, hope you're doing good. Last time we spoke, money was an issue for you. Is that still the case? Now, when you say that, and Carmen says either yes or no. If she says, yes, it is, Carmen, I hate the idea of seeing my friends struggle when I know I can help. This is the certainty. We talked about this, I think, in the first and second part, right? I hate the idea that my friends are struggling with time, with money, especially when I know I can help. Would you be open to seeing how I can help you? Or they say, no, time's good. I've got time, I've got money. Amazing. Would you be open to checking out some information on how we can help people who you know get out of that trap? How do I know that? Because you are the average of the five people you spend time with. And if you had no time or no money, the people you hang around with probably have no time and no money. And when you get out of the issue of having no time and no money, something big's changed, but the majority of people who have gotten out of that issue is very, very small as a percentage. Now, you encourage. It's lighthearted. It's easy. Because you almost know for sure that their situation hasn't changed because they haven't changed. What did Jim Rohn say? For things to change, you gotta change. For things to get better, you gotta get better. All right, so let's kind of move on. So at this time, you've asked a question to see if someone's open. They said yes. You qualified them. You showed them a video, a presentation, a tool. And now it's time for you to follow up. So you don't say, what did you think? Why? I talk about this in my first book. The more you think, the more you doubt. For those of you on Instagram, you ain't going to see this diagram because it's not in the shot. My bad. Feel free to come over onto YouTube or Facebook and check it out. The more you think, the more you doubt. But the more you doubt, the less you do. The less you do, the more you think. How many of you guys out there are overthinkers? Be real. Be honest. I used to be. And it held me back so much because I would overthink, so it would take me time to make a decision. And then when I made the decision, I would think about the decision and I would doubt the decision for so long, which meant I didn't do anything. 3 months later, I've missed a chance. And then guess what I would do? I would see people do the thing that I was thinking about, I decided about, and then doubted the decision, so I didn't do it. I would see people do that, have massive success, and go, damn it! I knew I should have done that. And then it upsets me, annoys me, and then I don't do the thing that I said I was going to do because I'm frustrated about it. So the more you think, the more you doubt. The more you doubt, the less you do. The more you think, the more you doubt. The more you doubt, the less you do. The less you do, the more you think. The more you think, the more you doubt. The more you doubt, the less you do. But the same applies on the other side. The less you think, the less you doubt. The less you doubt, the more you do. The more you do, the less you think. The less you doubt, the less you do. Like the more you do. Blah, 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 blah. So think less, do more. Because the overthinkers, they go, right, red dress, black dress, red dress, oh, I don't know, oh, you know what, I'll leave it, I'll go for a coffee, I'll think about it whilst having a coffee, and then I'll go back. Now, yes, thinking about it in some time, in some ways, is going to help. But what I will say is if you have to think about it so hard, you're giving yourself a reason to doubt it, therefore not doing. So when anyone ever comes back to you and says, Brandy, I need to think about it. That's them saying, nah, I'm all right. Has anyone ever had that? I need to think about it. All right. Are you in, Elena? Are you in, Georgie? Khalid, are you in? I need to think about it. So how do you answer that? How do you respond to that? Remember, that is a form of a question. I need to think about it. I haven't got the time. I haven't got the money. It's too expensive. So I'm going to say this. Hey, I totally get that. But usually when I get the odd person, say the odd person, you mean like ones and twos, right? Usually when I get the odd person say that, it's because they doubt something. The thing that they doubt is either something about the business or they doubt that they can do it. Which one are you? Because now you're going to find the real excuse. Now you're going to find the real reason. So usually when I get a few people say that they need to think about it, it's because they doubt something about the business. Either they doubt that they can do it, or they doubt something that I've shared. Maybe I didn't do a good job explaining it. Which one are you? oh yeah, the product didn't really, I can't really see myself selling that. Well, what if I could show you a way where you could sell the business? A business full of people who love to sell the product. Would you be interested in that? I think I need to think about that again. You know what used to drive me nuts when people say I need to sleep on it? I used to work in an estate agent whilst I was going through university, only Saturday and Sunday. And I was not very good. Like, I was never going to win any awards or anything. But when people said, I need to sleep on it to make the decision, no one puts their thought on a piece of paper, puts it under the pillow, sleeps on it, and then magically someone's written the answer on the piece of paper. Never. Never, ever happens. Like, it's never happened. I mean, it's never worked for me. The only time anything's ever happened like that for me was a tooth fairy. Tooth under the pillow, in an envelope. Oh, I woke up and there's a pound in there, or 50p I think I used to get. Right, inflation, people are getting fivers now. Kids are getting like £5 notes, there you are, flipping heck. I'd be pulling my teeth out for that. Like, oh, I've got a lost another one, two fairy, I've got two, woohoo! I'd be pulling my brother's ones out and putting them in there, claiming them as my own. Right? Wild. All right, so the more you think, the more you doubt, the less you do. So you got to think less, do more. And this is why when you say, what did you think? So I say, hey, what did you think? What did you think about the presentation? What did you think about the video? What are you going to say? Oh, I think I need to think about asking my girlfriend to see what she thinks so we can think together and then I'll let you know what I think. They ain't letting you know anything. They're not coming back saying, hey, Brandy, just letting you know, I thought about it and I think I'm going to pass. Of course you are. Because I went, oop, there you go. There's some thinking for you. Instead, what did you like best? What did you like most? Could you see how you could leverage this system to... blank is the best one. And this is where we come back to the qualifying that we talked in part two. Because I was actually speaking to, we had this question come up on the Inner Circle Clarity Call this week. We have a Clarity Call every Monday. It usually lasts about an hour. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's a little bit less. And it's when you guys, the people in the Inner Circle, can raise their hands, come on the stage on the Zoom and ask me any question. And one of the girls, Monique, shout out to Monique, she's driving all over Europe and she's doing these one-on-one presentations. And she says, I am doing so many one-on-one presentations, but my conversion rate could do with improving. And I said, when you're sitting down with someone, are you just doing the presentation? She said, yeah. I mean, I build rapport first. So she goes, okay, rapport, presentation, close. Right? Rapport, presentation, close. Rapport, presentation, close. Rapport, presentation, close. However, there's something that's significantly more important than the presentation. Rapport, pain or problem, presentation, close. And you know what? The pain and the problem is the presentation. So here's how this goes. Remember, you've got to be a good human being. Good marketers are good human beings. Why? Because they understand. In fact, marketing is all psychology. Right? Marketing is all psychology. And this is why people who are very good at writing caption are very good marketers. There are a few people who write really great emails. They're fantastic marketers. Because they understand how to get you emotionally connected. How you can go, he understands me. He understands me. It's like he's in my mind. He's my spirit animal. Whatever, right? So, build rapport. How's things? All right, before I show you the presentation, why are you sat here? Why do you want to look at this product? Why do you want to look at the plan that I've got? Why do you want to look at this system? Why do you want to look at this business? Or, before we get into this, I know it sounds like a little bit of a crazy question, but what annoys you the most about your current situation? And you're not doing this when they give you the answer. When they give you the answer and say, oh, you know what? I just am fed up of living paycheck to paycheck. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, that's interesting. Paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. Okay, shall I show you the presentation? I was just finding it on my phone. No. If the presentation takes you 15 minutes to do, talk about their pain and their problem for 15 minutes. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Don't just go, okay, great, you've answered the question, let's go into it. This is the qualifying, and this is what happens when you know, let's say, I'm sick and tired of living paycheck to paycheck. My next question might be something along the lines of, so what would life look like if you weren't living paycheck to paycheck? What would be the first thing that you would go do? Oh, I've always wanted to take my parents and my kids to Disney. Wow, that sounds so cool. And how much, like, again, how much do you think that would happen? Have you got, like, have you gone and planned it all out? No, I haven't, because I just know it's not going to happen. Oh, you should really have a look. In fact, let's have a little look now, right? You go on to booking.com. You got, okay, so the flights are like, you're going to need like $20,000. $20,000, jeez. Right, I know I can help you, Brandy. I know I can help you, Ashley. I know I can help you, Georgina. Are you ready for me to share with you the system? Yeah, let's do it. Because you've taken the time to show. People pay thousands of dollars for a therapy, for therapists, because the therapist seems to care. So now, the follow-up is not what did you think, even what did you like best, even what did you like most. It's Brandy, Charlie, Heidi, Ashley, Sarah, Claire, John, Derek. Can you see how you could leverage this system to be able not to live paycheck to paycheck and get you and your family going to Disney within the next 12 to 18 months? No, I don't. Okay, that's totally cool. What's the alternative plan? I want to make sure that you get it, make it happen. They don't have an alternative, because for things to change, they've got to change. And if they don't, they won't. But because you've seeded that, you win. You win. But the majority of you are like, right, it's a numbers game. So they've said they're open. There's the presentation. What did you like best? Didn't like any of it. I haven't got the time. Crazy. I say it's crazy, but I struggled with it for a long time in my business until I realized the easier it becomes easy to close when you take the time to qualify. The harder you qualify, the easier the close. Leaders are seeders. They say leaders are readers. Disagree. I know many, not disagree strongly, a lot of leaders do read, but I know a lot of leaders who don't read. They listen, they watch, they observe. I would say that I've definitely read less than 100 books, probably less than 50 books, but I've had so many people who have made millions of dollars be able to help me out over the years, right? So qualify, take the time to qualify, and then the follow-up, the closing statement is, can you see how you could leverage this system to blank? Whatever the blank is the thing that you've decided. And if you don't know what the blank is, it means you didn't do good enough qualifying. So get flipping good at qualifying. And if they say, you know what, it's just, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, totally cool. What's the alternative so that I can hold you accountable to making it happen? I'm on your side, I'm rooting for you. Show others that you care about them and they will one day care about you. Remember, people who love and respect you the most are the people who know you. But if they know that you know them, they expect that you love and appreciate, respect them. And this leads me on to closing. This can be done face-to-face, on Zoom, on Skype if you're still doing that, FaceTime, voice message. You can chat it back and forward, but people will ignore the question. Whenever there's a question that's asked that's a little bit deep on social media, people ignore it. And that's why the closing ratio on chat back and forth is significantly lower than any other form. However, the youth, like the millennials, Gen X, Gen Z, whatever, I'm a millennial, like we prefer to text back and forth, or even audio messaging is a bit ugh. But you got to do what works. You got to do what you enjoy, and you got to do what works. All right? So, comes to closing. Here's where most people get the itch. They get like itchy, they get like, oh. But it's actually the easiest part of the whole process, because it's just a question. It's one question. By this time, you've asked 20 questions. So what's one more? 5%? Before I do go into this closing question or closing statement, if you haven't already done so, You literally have, you don't have very long to be able to sign up for it for free. All right. So FraserBrooks.com/summit. Copy that link. Send it to your team. Send it to your group. Make sure you register. Right. Make sure you register. And it'll be starting next week, 18th to the 22nd of March. So flipping fired up about that. So next week I will not be going live. Maybe I'll do some lives, but it won't be Tuesday night live. But we'll be doing Content and Conversion Summit instead. All right, so get on it. Don't miss out. Last time I checked, we had over 8,000 people register. Let me give me a little refresh. Yeah, over 8,031 people from around the world have registered. We're still 6 days to go, so we're probably about 15,000 people, which would make it one of the biggest online summits there's ever been. And it is the best, the biggest social media summit for network marketers this year. There won't be a bigger one, all right, that's focused on social media. So there we go. It's free. The time is recorded, so as soon as you wake up on day one, you can access the content until a countdown timer hits zero. Then we move on to day two, right? So it's usually about an hour and a half it's about 80 minutes long each day, okay? Right, closing. Let's get into it. By the way, if you have enjoyed this, please let me know in the comments. I do go through the comments after and tomorrow. And also make sure that you share this with your network marketing friends and family so that they can see what I'm saying. One of the reasons why they need to join the summit for free. All right, wild that it's free. But yeah, anyway, so is there anything else you need to know right now in order to get started today? Is there anything else you need to know right now in order to get started today? Yes. Can you tell me more about the product? Sure. Product, 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 product. If they don't bring it up, you don't mention it. So you talk about the product. Does that help? Yes, it does. Is there anything else you need to know right now in order to get started today? Yeah, the compensation plan, like that fourth bonus, I was reading about it. Like, how does that work? Talk about the compensation plan. Does that help? Absolutely. Thank you for that. Is there anything else you need to know right now in order to get started today? If they keep asking these questions, you can quite simply say, hey, I want to make sure that you and I aren't wasting our time. Do you feel the answer to this question is going to bring you closer to saying yes? Is there anything else you need to know right now in order to get started today? Nope, think I'm good. Great, sounds like you're ready to get started. Because the person who speaks next is the one who loses, right? In terms of, although they win, like the idea is, if I speak next, I've lost. Because I'm trying to sell it. And you sell it so much, they've bought it, but you've bought it back. Charles says, yeah, I'm in. And you're like, whoa. Let me just confuse this situation and give you the opportunity to go, I need to think about it. More you think, more you doubt, the less you do, the more you think. Is there anything else you need to know right now in order to get started today? No, think I'm good. Great, sounds like you're ready to get started. Yeah, okay, let's do it. Yes! And it's funny because you close the sale to open the transformation, or you close the transaction to open the transformation. You close the transaction to open the transformation. The money is not made in you getting the deal. Yes, you're going to fist pump. Yes, you're going to vamos. Yes, you're going to let's go. Yes, you're going to get the champagne and spray it all out. But the true moment you want to really celebrate is when they start to duplicate, when they do their launch, when they start doing the steps, when they start coming to the events, because the money's made in the transformation. They say, you don't grow the business to grow the people, you grow people to grow the business. So you take the time to qualify, you take the time to sort people and persuade people, and then you take the time to lead people to a situation where they make a change so that they get a change in their life. Pow. I'll be honest with you guys. Real honest with you. I did not want to go live today. I've been super tired. Like, for those of you who followed me over the last 6 months or so, I made a commitment when I got back from summer last year. I was the heaviest I've been for a while. I was 95 kilos. And I just felt so meh. Have any of you guys ever felt like that? You're just like, ugh. I actually felt like a fraud. I was teaching success, teaching, you know, how to be financially free and abundant and be an influencer and all these great things. And I just felt like a freaking fraud because I was overweight. I was inflamed. I was 34% body fat, which for a man is high. A third of my body was fat. I kept getting injured. It just didn't feel good. And I made a massive change, and it's meant that I've calories are low, more active than ever. I'm the kind of guy who just like 4,000 steps a day, every day. Like 4,000 steps, 4,000 steps, 4,000 steps. And I've been like, for the last 6 months, I've been doing 10 to 14,000 steps. I lift weights 5 times a week. But for the last, like, because we go on holiday on Saturday, I wanted to get in great shape for my like first, we've been on holiday with Mia, but like, now she's at the age where she's starting to understand more, and it's just, she's smiling on purpose. And I want her to be in really great shape so that she can look at it, she can look at the photos when I'm like, when she's my age and be like, frick, my dad was in decent shape. And I'm nowhere near where I want to be, but I'm doing 5 cycle sessions a week on top of everything, and my calories are low. I am. Now, I've gone from 95 kilos to 79.9 kilos, right? I'm actually 79.6 kilos now. I weighed myself this morning. So 15 kilos for someone who's skinny fat, it's kind of wild. I'll share the photos at some point when I'm ready for that moment. I think I'm going to share it at Dare to Dream on the 18th of April, which I'm excited about. But I'm tired. Like, and you know, it's interesting. Like, again, talking about psychology. And I know this is not a part of the scripts, but I think it's important. Psychology is so, it's so important. And when you understand, like, people, it's amazing how much better you get at persuasion. And I was saying to Svetlana, I said, I've been doing this now for, well, it'll be like 5 months, 3 weeks, something like that, right? But the last week has been the hardest. Because I know the end is just there. It's just there. I'm like, no one's going to know if I don't finish the next 4 or 5 days, but I'll know. It's like, no one will know if I buy the fake handbag or the fake watch, but you'll know. And it's a great example of people just do not commit to what they started. Like, they just don't commit to things long term. They don't finish what they started, and the money is not made in starting the conversations. The money is made in finishing the conversations. The money is not made in just starting the transformation. The money is made in finishing the transformation. When someone walks across the stage and holds the microphone and gives their success story, whether it's about the product or the business, and says your name, that is when you go. And then 3 months later at the next event, 2 people in your team go across the stage and say, hey, I just want to say a massive thank you to my upline for persuading me to join, for persuading me to be at this event. You get 2 of them, that goes on the board. Next one. How many notches are you going to have on your board in the next 20 years? How many marks are you going to be given? Because the true measurement of success is determined by the number of people who mention your name in their success story. Not about the money that is in the bank, not about the commissions that you've made, but about the number of people who are grateful. And the day that, when the day comes that you have your funeral, your celebration of life, everyone who comes and gives you, pays their respects, are people who you've changed their life for the better. That's the aim of the game. And that happens when you get people to start their transformation and then you help them have their transformation. There is no money in just a transaction. You'll get a little bit. But in this game, the big money is when you help someone get the transformation. Why? They feel good. They feel better. They tell their friends. And everything happens as a result. So guys, I appreciate you. Again, for those of you who have shared this, for those of you who are coming to the summit, I'm super excited about that. It's going to be fire. You're going to learn so much, honestly. I've already recorded all the content. It's so good. This is the best summit that we've done, the best content and conversion summit that we've done, the strategy shared. We say 20 plus. I think we ended up with 26, 25, 24, yeah, 25. 25 strategies are going to be getting shared. Some of them are like micro ones, and then some of them are like full beastie ones. And that's just on the first part. We have a second part of the Content and Conversion Summit. It's included in the All Access Pass. And there's another, like, I don't know, probably 20 strategies in there, 12. Yeah, like there's a lot in there. All right, anyway, I appreciate you. I'm going. Big love to each and every single one of you. Do not forget to go to fraserbrooks.com/summit. And I'll see you later. All right, kisses to you all. Enjoy the summit next week. And I'll see you on the other side. All right, bye, guys.